Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another call in the podcast series, Online Marketing Tips. I am so excited to be with you today because today I am going to talk about how it is that I have been able to do these podcasts. I'm going to tell you the story and tell you how you can get started doing this. So first, I want you to take a look at podcast show notes. That's where I have information about my two podcasts. So I'm looking at that page right now, and there's fantastic information there for you so that you can see how to leave a review and everything about them. Then I want you to go over to my two different sites because I have two different podcast series. So if you go to hugeprofitstinylist.com, that's one of my main sites, then you will see that here, and I'm going to click on some links here. I want to make sure I'm showing you everything. In the right-hand column, in the sidebar there, it says iTunes podcast, and if you click there, you're able to go and subscribe to that podcast. Now, that is not this one that I'm recording right now at the end of August 2014. The other one on hugeprofitstinylist.com is from my interview series, and I love doing it. I interview people very, very regularly and enjoy doing so, but I decided that I would do a second podcast, and these are my Ask Connie Anything calls. So I want to explain to you how it is that I do it. What I do is I do a recording. I then do it as a blog post. So the recording is right now. I do it live. If people are on the call, I do a shout out to them. Then I do a blog post, and using a free plugin called PodPress, I add this recording to the blog post. That blog post, connected to my blog through PodPress, then magically, because it's all set up, magically feeds over into iTunes, and the podcast goes live. Now, I don't know how long it takes. I always tell people it'll show up there in about 24 hours, but I've never tested it. I've never spent the next 24 hours going back and forth and seeing when it's added. But it's about 24 hours, and then it's always there. So that's how I'm doing it. And like I said, I do two different ones. So let's talk about the beginnings of how I was able to do it. Now, if you want to see the one that I'm doing now, go to ConnieReaganGreen.com, and again in the sidebar, you'll see my Online Marketing Tips podcast. It's a different one that you can subscribe to. They're both free to subscribe to, and I'd love to have you subscribe to them, and please leave me a review. So now let's start talking about how I got started with this. I first did podcasts way back, I believe it was 2007, because I came online at the very end, November, December 2005. 2006, I was just trying to figure out how everything works, and I believe it was 2007 that I thought, gee, I could do this thing called a podcast, and I didn't know much about it, and had to really spend that time learning about it, and was willing to do that. I did it two or three times, and I thought, well, I guess this doesn't really work, and I stopped doing it. So if this sounds familiar, know that it's very common with us. We come online, we're entrepreneurs, and we try something, we don't get results, and I don't even know what results I wanted, because I didn't have a whole lot to say there, but it was good for me to practice and find my voice. But nonetheless, I did it a couple times and let it go. I started again in a couple of years, so now it's probably 2009, and I did it again for a few times, and again, just didn't feel like I had something I wanted to share, and I let it go. And I just thought, well, podcasting won't be part of what I'm doing. So now, fast forward to 2011, so this is 4 years for sure from when I first did it, and I was on a phone conversation with my friend Kelly McCauzy, and we were talking about things, and she said, have you thought about podcasting? And I said what most people say to both she and I in regards to things with their online business. I said, yeah, I tried that. It didn't really work for me. And she's very polite. She didn't laugh out loud anyway. And she said, well, I'd like to see you do that. I think, you know, you have a lot of great information to share. And right then and there, I promised her that I would go back to podcasting. I would get it started by the first of the year. I was talking to her in December, by the first of the year, and that I would do a podcast once a week starting in January 2012. So that was going to be 52 podcasts. And I was going to do it as an interview series. I asked her if she had any advice for me, and she said yes. If you tell people you're going to do it once a week, do it once a week. And I kept my promise to myself and to her, and soon to my new audience. And sure enough, I did 52 podcasts. Now, the way I did it was I asked people that I knew if I could interview them. And I started doing that, and I decided there were 52 weeks in the year. And I thought if I could interview 50 people, I would do one around the 4th of July week. That's our Independence Day in the United States. And I would also do one at the end of the year. And that's exactly what I did. And it wasn't so easy to find 50 people because I had to reach out to people, and that wasn't comfortable for me. It took me way out of my comfort zone, and I thought I'll do it anyway. And so I began looking for people that I could ask to interview. I went to people that I knew a little better in the beginning. And if you go back to my podcast interviews from the beginning, you'll see I had some pretty interesting people to begin with. Then other people that I wanted to ask but had been a little shy about asking saw what I was doing, and so when I asked them, they said yes. And the truth is, every single person has said yes. Some people I had to wait a month or two because they're busy, and pretty much that's what I did. Now, I changed things up. Instead of doing one-hour interviews, I thought that was way too much. I did 30-minute interviews. I maxed them out at 30 minutes. So they're anywhere between 20 and 30 minutes. And I found that people like that more and more. So I did this for all of 2012. And at the end of the year, I thought, okay, next year, I'm just going to commit to doing 25. I'm going to do half as many. But I'm also going to start taking my Ask Connie Anything calls, like this one, and turn them into a second podcast. Because I was doing them a couple of times a month anyway. So that's exactly what I've done. But then I've turned them into blog posts, and that's helped immensely. So what I want you to do is go to Connie Reagan Green podcast. And it doesn't matter if it's singular or plural, it still goes there. And you'll see what that does is that takes you to my Huge Profits Tiny List blog, and it's the category of podcast. So every time I do a podcast and make a post, then what I do is, oh, excuse me, loud noises in the background. So every time that I do it, then I tag it with the category podcast, and then you'll see them. You just go down the line and you can see them. You can scroll back to the very beginning with these. So it's very, very exciting. All right, now let's talk about what's happened as a result of it. People find me so much more easily than ever before. And mainly, these are people who want to be clients immediately. They've heard my voice. They feel that I do have something to share. And they contact me. So sometimes they opt into my list and they hit reply. Other times they use my contact form. Sometimes they find me on social media, but somehow I get a message, either an email or a social media message, saying, hey, listen to your podcast. I'm very interested in working with you. And some of these people have become high-level clients. Other people become raving fans. They join my list. They attend my live event, my Weekend Marketer Live event. And it's all a wonderful way to build credibility and visibility. Now, I was very excited just in the past couple of weeks to be named one of the top 100 small business podcasts for 2014. Very, very excited. And that's from Small Business Trends, Anita Campbell's site. If you go over to connieregangreen.com/top-100, small-business-podcast, you'll see the story and the link to that site. So I've done all of this in just 2.5 years, and it's because I've done it consistently. And it turns out that's the case with anything that we are doing online. If we are willing to do it consistently, it grows, and it's very exciting when it grows. So I have some questions here. All right, good. Dan is here, and Faye and Joe. Oh, good, wonderful, lots of people. All right, Faye says, I've been listening to your podcast and hope to start mine soon. Thanks for all the encouragement you send out to us. All right, well, you're welcome, and I can't wait to start listening to your podcast. All right, and Joe says, if you had no list, what are the first three things you would do to get started building a list for a specialized niche? Well, I would put up a WordPress site. I would offer a free giveaway in that niche, or niche. Some people say niche. And that would start building a list. But then you want to get the word out to the world, because when you put up your site, maybe nobody's going to find it for months and months. So I would go on social media and tell people what I was doing. And I would also start a podcast, because podcast is the big playground. We want to go to the big playground and bring people back to our house to play. So on social media, that's the big playground. Tell people there what you're doing. Get them to join your list. The podcast, all you have to do is use keywords to identify it. So use the keywords for that niche you want to start building a list in. And as people are doing a search on iTunes, they will find you. Now, I don't have the numbers for how many people are over on iTunes, but I know they're huge and they're growing. And if you haven't noticed, podcasts really took off in 2014 in a way they hadn't in the past, which means they've now gone mainstream and all of us can benefit in a big way. So you want to brand your name and brand your niche. So when I say that I'm doing things with online marketing tips, then that's what people are searching for many times, and they find me. All right, now says, is it a silly idea to record articles or blog posts to get your podcast started? They may be short, but they'd be something. Well, if you mean you're going to just read an article or read a blog post, you could do it. But what I would do is I would interject on a regular basis with your own comments and thoughts and ideas. So instead of just reading, because if I read something to you, then it would sound something like this. Let me get down to the one I was just looking at here. Here we go, the top 100 small business podcasts. So I might read it and say, this week, one of my marketing tips podcasts was named by Small Business Trends as one of the top 100 small business podcasts. I was surprised by this honor because it was the first time, and I've only been podcasting for about 2.5 years. Most of the other honorees have been around for 5 years or more. It just goes to show that consistency pays off. And I continue with a little more with this, but it would be more interesting if I would say, this is Connie Reagan Green, and I want to tell you that this week, in August of 2014, that one of my Marketing Tips podcasts was named as one of the top 100 small business podcasts. I'm very, very excited by this. This is the first year that I've been named one of the top 100. And the way I found it is I was over there looking. I was scrolling through to see how many people I knew in the top 100, and I was surprised to find me right there. And I was somewhere around the number 50 mark, and I don't know if they did them in any particular order, but I was overjoyed, very, very excited. And this has come from just 2.5 years, it'll be 3 years in January in 2015. So the other people, most of them, they've been around for 5 years or more because I've been listening to many of their podcasts. Consistency does pay off. So do you see the difference in the two? One, I was just reading. The other, I was telling the story based on what I had written. And I think that's a little bit more interesting. All right, I want to see if there are more questions, because I really want to do it. How hard is it? Diane says, how hard is it to get everything set up? It isn't hard, but you will need some tech help. So the first thing that I did was I added the PodPress plugin to my WordPress site, and that's pretty easy. You just you know, add the plugin. It's a free plugin. So that I could do. Then I thought about how I record my calls, and I record using Instant Teleseminar. It's a service that I've had since 2007. So that's how I'm doing it. You don't have to do it that way. There are free services that you can use to do your recordings. Then I had to figure out how to connect what I was doing on my blog with my MP3 audio recording over to iTunes. So I had to start an account at iTunes, and then they sent me the email to explain how to do it. Well, at that point, it went a little over my head. I wasn't sure what to do, so I had my tech person do it. And within 24 hours, he had set everything up, connected it. So that's the piece that I don't know, but I do know that iTunes is very helpful. And if I did not have a tech person, I would have written to them and I would have asked them what to do next. But like I always teach, if you don't have an assistant, you are one. So I would have a tech person do it. Ask them how much they'll charge you for an hour of their time, because it really won't take any longer for them to set it up, make sure it's connected. Now, I do know this. When you start on iTunes, when you connect your podcast, you have to have a recording to connect. So what you might want to do, because remember, nobody knows what you're doing in the very, very beginning, you might want to use a free or a paid recording service to record something just for a few minutes, just to introduce yourself and your topic. So just say that I was going to write about, how about health foods and supplements? So I would say I'm Connie Reagan Green, and my site is, I would always say the name of the site, and I would say I am going to be sharing the very best, the latest, cutting edge, most up-to-date information on health foods and supplements with you through a podcast series. I'll be coming to you for about 15 minutes twice a month, and each time I'll be sharing excellent information and giving you resources to find out even more on your own after the call's over about the different vitamins and minerals and supplements and health foods that are available to keep our health optimal. So I look forward to sharing this information with you. In the meantime, go over to my site, xyz.com, and check it out. This is Connie Reagan Green. I look forward to serving you. So that's about, 2-3 minutes? And at least I would have that recording so that I would be able to get everything connected over on iTunes. Now, the first time I do my real podcast, where I talk for 15 minutes and have a little outline in front of me and give that great information and great resources, I could then delete that first call if I wanted to. But I would say if you do it as an introduction, that it doesn't hurt to leave it that way so that you have that. All right, let's see if there are other questions, because I think this is very exciting to be able to sit at your house and build your business in this way is very, very powerful. And people do take notice, even though it's going to take time. You want to make sure to persevere, because that's important with anything with our businesses. All right, and Jack has a question about the artwork, that you have to have an image. You do, and that, again, you can outsource that, let someone do it, or you can put something together with one of the free services. There's a service called Pixlr. There's some others that you can use. I used to use one called Picnic that isn't around any longer, but it's where you can take a picture of yourself and then you can add some words. If you look at mine from either hugeprofitstinylist.com, if you're over there on the right-hand sidebar near the top. This one, it's my picture and the title, Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan Green, kind of superimposed on an iPhone is what that is. And if you look at ConnieReaganGreen.com, it's a different picture, and it just has my name and my logo, and the same thing, it's on an iPhone. So there are very simple things that you can do, and that artwork will look good. They do have specifications, and they change that. I can't remember if it was early 2014 or if it was in 2013 where all of a sudden you had to make sure that it was certain dimensions and a certain quality, and that sounded scary to people, but most people, like mine, were already the way they needed to be. They didn't need to be changed, and if you're creating it for the first time or having someone create it, if you just show them the width and the height and the resolution, then that's how they'll make that image for you. And I would say having your picture on it and your name and the name of your topic is really all you need. You don't want to put anything else. You don't want to put a website on there. You want people to listen to hear more about you. So just brand your name and your topic, and that's going to be perfect. All right, any other questions I can answer for you? Why am I doing it? All right, Nina has a question about why am I doing this as blog post. I do it as a blog post for so many reasons. I like to repurpose everything I do. So when I have the blog post that talks about what I'm doing, so let me scroll back down to the most recent one I did before this one. It's been a few weeks, and here it is. This is which type of entrepreneur are you? And I talked about my observations from the NAMS event in Atlanta that I was at the end of July, beginning of August, actually. So it's been about 3 weeks since I did this one. And I talked about, in the podcast, I talked about everything that I was observing and how I really can tell who is moving forward, who's becoming more and more successful by the way they present themselves. It's so, so obvious to most of the other people at the event. So I talked about that for, let me see how many minutes. It shows it right here. I talked for 48 minutes and 42 seconds because I can be quite verbose at times. Then in my post, I talked about, I wrote some of the things that I talked about and gave people a better idea. And I put a link in the bottom. In the bottom, I always put a link to my affiliate contest secrets product that people can pick up. So I do it this way because now I have a new post. The post is required anyway so that I can get that over to iTunes. So I might as well get the value of that post by typing some information. So I'm creating more content for it. I then can take the post and distribute it. So I send it to Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Just Retweet and Biz Sugar and some of the other ones. And so more and more people find me because my content is out there in a bigger and bigger way. So I would encourage you to do the exact same thing. Really let people know what you're doing. So does anybody have a question about how to get started? How would we know? What if we feel like we just don't have the information, the knowledge, the experience to put information out there? Could you do 5 minutes worth of tips and resources in your niche topic? If you're still at the point where you're researching your topic, share some of that research with listeners. It can become people that will join your list and be raving fans. So just say that I was doing it on horses, keeping horses as pets. I guess we consider a horse a pet. I'm not really a horse person. I'm a dog person, and I have a cat, but mainly I'm a dog person. So just say that we're going to start talking to people about horses and how they can better care for their horses and riding their horses and that kind of thing. I know a lot of people with horses. So if I was going to do that, just say I'm doing research and I want to share with people the different types of horses, because for someone like me, I'm not aware of the different horse breeds at all. I'm really not. I know a Palomino, and I know Mr. Ed on TV was a Palomino, and I know thoroughbreds because I enjoy going to horse racing at times, but I don't know a whole lot other than that. I might just say it's a brown horse or a black horse, and that's my limited knowledge. So just say that you're going to start a membership site and a website and a list, everything around horses, you're more knowledgeable. That's something you could talk about. In the first podcast, you could spend 5 minutes saying, let me explain the different types of horses so that when you go and look at horses, you'll see them in a very different way, and you could give an explanation about that. That's one thing you could do. Maybe there's a site that has lots and lots of information about horses or about a particular type of horse. You could give the link to that site. So there's all kinds of things that you can do to start talking about your topic. Then you can write about what you're talking about. You can also have your podcast transcribed. Now, I don't do that because I'm writing the post myself. but you certainly can do it. So again, I want you to click on the link and go to podcast show notes. I'm going to click on it one more time myself. In podcast show notes, it says, are you leveraging the power of podcasts to build your business? And it shows my online marketing tips with Connie Reagan Green. And it shows the other podcast that I do. The first one is the one that's the interview series, and the second one is the one where I'm just sharing information like I'm doing right now. If you scroll down a little further, it says how to subscribe to my podcast and how to leave me a review. Reviews are so important with everything that we do, and I would love to get a review from you. And in fact, if you're listening to this podcast, and if you leave me a review by September 1st, 2014, which is Labor Day in the United States, I'm going to have a special gift for you next week. A special gift. So I would love to have that from you. It would help me very much, and you will love the special gift, I promise you. All right, is there a last question? Yes, Ricky says, how often should we do them, and how long should they be? So remember, you can do anything you want. I mean, long ago, I knew somebody who did a podcast that was on Photoshop, and it was tips and tricks. He did 3-minute podcasts that were tips and tricks, and he did them almost every single day. And I thought, well, this would be a great way for me to learn Photoshop. And I used to listen to some and go to the resources and try to figure it out, and then I realized it was going to be too hard for me, that they were very popular. And I don't know how long he kept it up, but he was very excited about doing it during the few months that I knew him through some classes we were taking for teachers. I was still teaching then. So you can do it every day for 3 minutes. You can do it once a month for an hour. I like to do them once or twice a month for 30 minutes. That's my very favorite way to do it. Sometimes when I'm doing the training call, such as this one, I tend to go a little longer. But it's really better to stay at about 30 minutes because people will get the information that you are giving and they'll be happy to move on from there. It's not meant to be an intense training where every detail is shared. So that's very, very important. So how often and how long? I would say don't go more than 30 days if possible. And there will always be exceptions to that. But if possible, don't go longer than that, because you don't want people to forget about you. You don't want to pod fade away, as they say. You want to keep that information going. Plus, you'll want to post on your blog at least that often to keep people, you know, thinking about what you're doing. So I would encourage you to check out both of my podcasts, to check out both of my blogs, to leave me a review on one or both of the podcasts, and to let me know exactly what else you would like to learn from me on this topic. So I've enjoyed sharing this time with you. Again, this is Connie Reagan Green from ConnieReaganGreen.com with another call in the podcast series.